patrons.
Hello.
And welcome to the radio show that doesn't have an official name yet, but welcome.
It's the radio show, and folks, you're catching us. It's time. We're hitting the crunch. You might even say we're out of time. Was Out of Time by the Rolling Stones, a Stone Cold classic. Came across it listening to the soundtrack for Once Upon a Time in Hollywood.
I'd never heard the strings version before.
Yeah, it's very actually on our Garbage good. Patrol
is it?
List.
Ooh.
So,
ooh.
Yeah.
Did you raid the Garbage Patrol for some of your songs here?
One. That was the only one.
I liked it now. And we were sort of loosely picking some songs to put on, and we both actually picked a Rolling Stones song in our little collection.
I'd never heard that one that we might be listening to later on.
Oh, did you know?
Yep. So I like that.
Okay, well, stick around for that.
What do you got there on your agenda?
Well, first of all, folks, you're very welcome to this inaugural radio show.
Yeah.
We just love to chat and play some music, so that's what this is.
It's kind of going to be a more extended version of the opening crawl to our main episodes.
Pretty
much. You know
what
I mean? Like, it'll be like a 45 minute version of that. Like,
it's basically that, but
with
some
songs.
Banging tunes.
Assertively.
So we asked you good folks on Patreon for some topics to talk about. Timothy Burleson asks, where's my elephant? That's not a question, Professor. Now, Neve Callahan says, you may have already talked about this on one of your many pods, but it's a question I love to ask people. What is your earliest experience of the cinema? Do you remember which film, cinema, or people you were with? You both love films, so can you pinpoint where that love of film comes from? Terry, I'm going to pass this one over to you to start. So
I have a few.
The film buff.
I have a few. For earliest memory of cinema.
What's the first movie you saw in the cinema?
I think it might have been Don't Tell Mom the Babysitter's Dead.
Ooh, okay.
Might have been that one, or Home Alone 2, Lost in New York. And I went to see that down. There used to be a cinema in Fairview, if you remember.
Mm.
Beside, you know where the Tesco in Fairview is?
Yeah.
Little one screener. And Home Alone 2.
Nice. I never went there, actually.
It closed pretty much.
Quick.
Yeah. They couldn't keep it up. But I was like, I was hoping and praying when I was younger that they would reopen it. Like, there was always rumors that they would reopen it.
They should.
But yeah, I mean, definitely. But I want to look into like what it takes to open a cinema. Like, get somebody to back me and just let me run my own cinema. That'd be great.
Yeah.
That'd be my dream job. Yeah. Anybody out there listening that has a bunch of money, I'll do that job for you.
And a dream.
Yeah.
I think the first movie I specifically remember to see in the cinema was Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles.
I went to see that in the cinema as well. Yeah.
And I remember the second one was Suburban Commando. Remember that Hulk Hogan movie?
Yeah.
I remember loving the Ninja Turtles one, though. I think it was like the UCI in Coolock.
Yeah.
We used to go to.
I was up there. I was up there on Sunday.
Cinema still there?
Odeon now, it's called. But yeah, it's still the same.
But in terms of love for cinema, where does your love for cinema come from, Terry?
I think I really got into cinema when I was like 14, 15, of like properly.
When did that become your thing? Like then?
Then I think, like, because I kind of hung around with a couple of guys that were a few years older than me that were mad into it. Like, they kind of were showing me Apocalypse Now and, you know, other things that I was like, whoa, kind of blew my mind. Also, with my dad, we used to, like, at Christmas, there used to always be like Alfred Hitchcock movies on late at night. At like 11, and I'd like watch Psycho or Vertigo or whatever with him
at
Christmas. It was a really, like, he was like, this guy is, you know, the master, like, in the 60s or whatever that. So
he kind of was your first
he would have been my first. Yeah, you're like, whoa, like,
yeah, filling you in on movies.
Yeah. Definitely.
He was your Terry.
Yes. And now I'm his Terry.
Literally.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't think I've ever been as into movies as you are.
I really dialed down, like, whatever. Like, I was like, ooh, this is the science or whatever, the artistry that goes into it. I was just, like, captivated by
it. And I remember that even from when I first met you. At like 18, well, I mean, I mean, we knew each other in school. But
hated you.
Likewise, pal.
Yeah. But I get you, buddy.
But when we actually became friends working in Centra, that was a big thing. I remember studying film
at that time. Yeah, well, like, you know, and I'd made a student film, and it was woof.
It's funny because, like, I've always been like more of a classed myself as more of a music.
Definitely would have been
than movies. And I don't know what it is like about the era of like 60s, 70s sort of stuff, but like that's whatever reason. I haven't left that since like age 20.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, I'll entertain some modern things. But
I actively tried not to pick like that era for the. If you notice that, like, the songs I picked are modern.
I tried to add a couple into my
LaRue
playlist. Yeah, I got rid of that. Although that LaRue album is fucking. It's got all four of them. It's got Bulletproof. It's got In for the Kill. It's got Quicksand, which is a fucking banger as well. Tiger Lily, I was going to put on it. It wasn't a single, but that was it's fucking great as well.
It was good. I listened to it, and I was surprised you took it out. Like.
Yeah, I don't know why. But one song that I'd like to play, speaking of 60s, 70s, if there's a band, Terry, and folks at home, that I think is criminally underrated, I think it's Little Feet.
I think they're underrated for a reason, Andy.
You must be. Where is this coming from?
I never had the heart to tell you. It's always spamming up that garbage withdrawal.
Terry.
Every other song is Little Feet.
No, Terry, not like this. Folks, don't listen to him. Little Feet, criminally underrated.
They're
band.
A skip for me most times on thing.
Oh, Terry, no.
Yeah. And there's like 10 songs on the fucking garbage
track. I'm very.
You've got a good few.
I'm gonna research this. Yeah, I'm gonna have a look.
You've
at
got
it.
A good few on garbage.
Folks, don't listen to
them. Because there's different album covers. There's one that's a finger, and there's one that's something else.
They're all good. They're all good. Then this one's good too. This is Long Distance Love.
I did like
by
it.
By Little Feet. So,
good song.
We were chatting about Centre earlier, right?
Yeah.
Someone did ask us a question of who was the most annoying customer that you both had. Most annoying customer.
Hard to pinpoint it.
Because we've got a lot of them.
Biggest arsehole is different, but like most annoying.
Most annoying, I know who it is. Frosty. She came in with a basket at 10 o'clock.
Oh, when we're trying to close.
And you'd see her across the road. It's 9:57. You're like, this fucking whatever.
Person.
We'd say. And they're fucking arsehole kid as well.
Yeah, that would do my head in.
Remember, like
she'd be like, oh shit, you know what? She'd be like, I'll have to get to the shop.
Yeah.
But you don't have to buy the whole fucking place. Like
basket.
Yeah.
And we're dying to go.
Yeah.
Like we've been in work for whatever, various lengths of time. But generally, if it's me or you, it's over 7 hours at least.
Yeah.
And we're like ready to go home. We're opening up in the morning. Yeah. Get the fuck out of here. Yeah. And
getting the bus, so, you know, commuting back. Like, I don't, like, there was a period where I was going back to Baldoyle. If I missed that bus, I'm waiting another 20 minutes.
Yeah.
You know, like.
And I'm always so conscious of it now when I'm going in the shop. I'm like. Like, I'm very apologetic if I'm going in just as they're closing.
Yeah.
Certainly wouldn't get a basket. I'm like, right, I'll just grab something here or whatever.
Yeah.
You know? So that's the only really thing. Like, there was a lot of sort of drunks who'd come in and stuff
like
that.
Coleman as well. Like, there was an old man, Coleman.
Ah, Terry, hello.
But he was, see, he's, he was a heel.
He was a heel. Heart. In sheep's clothing.
Yeah, because he'd be like, ah.
Coleman is his first name. Yeah.
We ended up calling him Mean Mr. Mustard by the end.
I forgot about that.
So the Coleman's Mustard. But he was a bit of a... He would come in... What did he buy? Hamlet? Yeah. Sweet Afton, maybe?
No. Sounds right, but yeah. No, it was Hamlet.
Was it Hamlet?
And a packet of Hamlet.
A packet of Hamlet, please.
Yeah. What I like most about these characters is the nicknames that we gave them.
Oh, man. The nicknames was great.
The ones that stick with me most are the family...
The Attractivesons.
That was a great one by you. And it's like, it just works. Like,
They were a very attractive family. Like, the wife was very attractive, and then the husband...
dad was attractive.
Husband, you're like...
Even the kids are attractive.
It's like... The dad now is probably, he's 10 years older, or he's probably close to 50 now, I would say.
Yeah.
He had 45, 50, and it's like, better shape than I will ever be in for the rest of my life. Like, there's no way I'm getting into that shape that he's in. Like, and he's sound as well. Like,
because,
like my nephew and his son were in the same class, so they're friends and stuff like that. Like,
yeah.
The two of them are just really sound. Like, I see them around, they bought one of those big houses on the Malahide Road, you know, on the front, one of those mansion houses, like just down from Centre.
Ah, good for them.
Yeah, good for them. Yeah.
I imagine that they were rich.
Yeah, they were doing well for themselves, I think.
Well, look, Terry, I think this is a perfect time. This is a perfect segue for another song.
VCR by the XX.
I liked it.
Yeah.
Nice and current, Terry.
Yeah. I mean, I've been... FaZe listens to the XX quite a bit. I went to see them in the Tivoli, I want to say.
I hear a lot about them.
They're good.
I did.
Your man kind of went off... Maybe he was doing it before. Jamie XX.
Yeah.
Like, he does DJ stuff and that, like...
They had one album, didn't they, that was like regarded as like a classic.
I think that one there is the one, yeah, that had like all their hits on it.
But
they, like, I remember the reason I picked VCR was at 1 year in Electric Picnic, it was kind of like all of my friends are on drugs.
Mm-hmm.
I don't do, you know, pills or anything like that. Mm-hmm. But I used to like bring weed and stuff with me, but I didn't have any. I wasn't smoking really at the time.
Yeah.
And one of the lads who was on drugs was like, I've got some hash back in the tent. And I was like, hash? And he's like, yeah. He was like, I can't roll though. And I was like, okay. Like, I was saying to Faye, like, look, I'm going to go back and we're going to roll a couple of joints or whatever like that,
yeah,
like, in the tent. And then I will see you at the main stage for the XX or whatever. So we went, rolled a couple of joints, and then we rolled some, so smoked them, and then went to go down. And it was like, we stopped for, like, we were in the fancy camping place, so you could have a beer. So
yeah,
we stopped for a beer, and then was like, fuck, like, we better get back to the main stage. Missed them. Like, you could hear them starting. And by the time, like, we smoked a joint walking down, mm, and it was like, by the time we got there, it was like VCR was just playing. I just remember being like so fucking buzzed, because a beer, or beer and a hash joint compared to a grass joint, you're on such a, like, just like, you're not like, oh, you know, like.
See, it's interesting you say that, because I find a hash joint would make me go, burr.
No, I was like,
I'm not high, I'm stoned.
No, I was bopping. I was like, okay, you know, and like they were playing that, and I was just like, it was like, watch things on a VC. And I just remember like going over and like seeing Faye and giving her like a like giant hug. I was like, hey, hey. I was like, just really makes me like miss
live gigs.
Oh man, like,
and
so much,
you know, like, what, like, I have to say personally, like, I don't miss gigs.
Yeah, but
because I kind of made a like I've done with a lot of things, just on a whim, made a mental decision that this is how I feel about this thing. But yeah, I kind of feel like I don't think it's ever worth it. You know, it sounds so fucking,
but like,
you know what I mean? I feel like if I weigh up what I, like, yeah, I do love, like, unless it's like the fucking Beatles or something, you know what I mean? But like, I kind of feel like it's,
but if you ever found yourself in the festival setting,
yeah, again,
where say Kerry and Joni are gone for the weekend down to her sister's or whatever,
yeah,
right? And you had the weekend free, and we've arrange that you're coming to Electric Picnics with us.
Yeah, I'd be
you
all over.
Would have the fucking time over of your life.
That's and true.
Because you can go at your own pace. Mm. I've had enough. I'm going to bed. You know, whatever.
Yeah.
And you're staying in a
that's probably a, it.
Like, you, I could see you, because I often think back to like, went to see Noel Gallagher and LCD Sound System.
Yeah.
Like, back to back gigs. And I was like, fucking hell, two of the best gigs of my,
oh, yeah,
life. Like LCD, I was just like so fucking happy. And like, maybe we should get into the, I know we're only, it's a short segment, but like the next song that I had on it was All My Friends, and it was literally
by LCD,
and it was like the last song they played, and I'd never seen them before. Everybody was like talking about this gig, you know, they're gonna be fucking brilliant. And I think it was Podge,
mm-hmm,
was like, I just want us all to be together when this starts. Because I hadn't even played the song yet. And I was like, what? Like, I didn't really know a lot of their stuff at the time. And I was like, kind of saying, I didn't really understand. He's like, we just all need to be together. And then it's like, you just hear like, do. And then like, everybody's just like going mental. Friends coming over like with like girls on their shoulders. And all, like, and
oh,
like,
nice.
We were just like fucking losing our shit. And like, oh, I miss that feeling.
Well, Terry, that's the perfect segue. Yeah.
To miss it.
Play the song.
Yeah. We'll be right back.
Now, I have to admit something to you.
Yes.
When I heard this song yesterday, I thought, I don't like this at all.
LCD?
Yeah, didn't like it. Didn't like it at all. Now, I kind of liked it more when you put the little story around it. I think if I was at a festival, I would like it. It was a bit too grating for me when I was listening to it. It was a bit too dun-dun-dun-dun-dun the whole for 7.5 minutes. I was like, this guy just fucking, he's a menace. He's a menace with these length times.
Yeah.
And I was thinking, as soon as I was actually driving, I just clicked on it. It was like 7:50. I was like, motherfucker.
Again, I don't listen, the length of it, like, it's not like, I'm not picking a long one. I was like, what songs do I love that I want to hear?
Well, look, fair enough. Yeah. Here's another question from the Pate.
Okay.
Continuing in the movie vein of questions, if you could adapt any existing property, so book, comic, game, etc., to a movie, what would it be and who would your dream cast be? I'll include remakes of old films in this too. Now, I feel like we could do a whole podcast on this.
Yeah.
But would you have
Maybe
any...
we should. Would we kind of have in the Dreamcast. Before,
the Dreamcast, right? I suppose. In terms of like something that's not a movie that would turn into a movie, would have to be a game of some sort.
I was thinking that, but then like, how do you better the game? Can you better the game?
I don't think you can ever better the game because the game is so immersive. Like
they're doing The Last of Us as a TV series, and it's the guys who did Chernobyl.
Oh yeah,
Chernobyl
okay.
was fucking good. Yeah. Like, so I kind of would be like, okay, maybe. I would love to do, and I know there's a new Resident Evil coming out. New Resident Evil movie coming out.
Oh. Yeah.
I would love if you could do Resident Evil right. Even though it kind of goes fucking bonkers, the game does. You know what I would love?
Yeah.
Metal Gear Solid.
Yeah.
As well. Like, do Metal Gear Solid right.
I feel like they... Did they release a Metal Gear Solid movie?
No. No. But, like, Escape from New York is, like, Snake Plissken.
Oh, okay.
And it's, like... The man is basically... He's called Snake. He has an eye patch, like Kurt Russell. In it. I'm trying to think, like...
In terms of like
computer games,
I think weren't they supposed to be bringing out a Final Fantasy VII movie or something?
Yeah, I could take or leave that. To be honest, like
I see that I'd be interested in because I wasn't good enough to complete the game. I'd like to know how it finishes because I love that world.
Yeah,
you know what I mean. But I think I don't know if they could do it. I think they're remaking the game actually. Mm.
I'd really think like what seminal games did I grow up with? Like you know what I'd love for them to do?
Zelda.
No, do Street Fighter, but do it not the way they did it before, where it was like, you know.
But how can they put like, you know, heart into?
But do it as like fucking Bloodsport,
right?
But
isn't
it,
that kind of what they did though?
No, because it was like armies and shit going after Bison, and like he's a fucking terrorist, like Tekken. Do Tekken or something like that. You know, they've done Mortal Kombat was a bit too mythology. Like, there's something just, if you go back to basics, just like a fucking, a tournament movie, there's something great about
that.
Like, you know, like,
I love a tournament movie.
Like, I used, like, okay, Bloodsport was fucking brilliant. Like, I don't know if you remember, like, Best of the Best.
I think so, vaguely.
Like,
yes.
Eric Roberts and Chris Penn. It's like a watered down version. But like, again, you're getting that like 80s, you're in a tournament fighting, and like a perfect example, like something like Squid Game now is a, you know, you form attachments to these competitors. Like if you do that in the fighting thing, you know, it works.
And there's loads of games that you could do with that. Yeah. You could do Mortal Kombat. You could
They did a new Mortal Kombat there recently, and I'm just like, whatever. Like
it's hard to dial back the cheese and a lot of those, you
but
know?
if you did it where it's just straight up fighting and more character based, I think it works better.
I'm trying to think what else is there. I don't know. That's a tricky
any
one.
Any books? Any comics?
Really, I only really read biographies and stuff. I don't really read a lot of fiction or anything like that, so.
There's a couple of books that I see, what I read is like, they could very well be made into something, you know. Like, I read all those Jack Reacher books, and then they made the Jack Reacher movie with Tom Cruise. He's like the opposite of what the character is like. The character's like sick. Like, the movie's good. Like,
He's tiny.
Yeah, pretty much. Like, that's why my parents won't watch it. And he's like, they put Tom Cruise in it. Like stuff like that. Where
what about
it's,
a remake of old movies?
Okay. Now we're talking. A remake of...
like an old movie.
Yeah.
Your boy. What's his name?
Hitchcock?
Yeah, the bunch of Sinister Looking Kids.
Oh, yeah. Jimmy Stewart.
Yeah.
Yeah,
Harvey,
I mean,
or something.
I'd love to see somebody try and do Harvey, you know, like...
I remember that was one of the... when I first met you.
Yeah.
And Terry was like, this is my favourite movie. And
it's about, it was, yeah.
Maybe they did remake it with Donnie Darko.
No, everybody says that. I'm like, it's not that. Like.
But maybe, like, you know, something like that where it's like a guy, it's like an imaginary rabbit. Like, that's so... And when was that released?
That, I don't know, like, that's...
50s?
Late 50s, early 60s. Like, it's black and white. It's about a guy who's basically... he's a drunk... and he's having a mental breakdown, or so everybody thinks, because he sees his best friend is Harvey.
Mm.
So he'd be like sitting at the bar, and he's like, "Oh, this is my friend Harvey."
Yeah,
you know, and it's so sweet.
Well, that's
like,
so that's funny. That's my name. Or
yeah,
whatever.
Yeah, it's
you know.
So. Oh man, I gotta watch that movie again.
And like, I was like, I remember even watching it, whatever it was, 15, 17 yeah. years ago, and I was like, "Jeez, this doesn't seem like a '50s. This seems very ahead of its time."
Yeah, because they're trying to get him committed and stuff like that. Like, I could see who would you have play the James Stewart part.
Tom Hanks.
Yeah,
100%.
Tom Hanks.
100% Tom Hanks.
Tom Hanks is the modern day James Stewart.
Yeah, right.
And I love James Stewart. Like,
I think now, if I may segue, Terry.
Sure.
Speaking of ahead of its time from the 50s.
Oh,
I got a song for you and you at home. Now you may have heard it sampled by the Fugees on their album The Score. It's "I Only Have Eyes for You."
Oh.
1959 by
this does not seem like it's 59, like
the Flamingos.
Yeah.
This seems like otherworldly almost. Like, it's very odd for a song to be released in the 50s, like the shubop shubops at the end and all. It's like haunting almost. So please enjoy this.
My love must be a kind of blind love. I can't see anyone but you. Are the stars out tonight? I don't know if it's cloudy or bright. I only have eyes for you. But I can't see a thing in the sky. I only have eyes for you. I don't know if we're maybe millions of people go by, but they all disappear from view. And I only have
Woof.
Yeah.
Eh? Eh?
Good.
You like that one?
Stuff.
Now, I'm going to take it to the gram, Terry.
Okay.
We got a few more questions. Who can jump the furthest?
How far do you reckon? Do you reckon you could out-jump
I
me?
Reckon I could out-jump you. Now, you've got the calves for it. I'm not going to lie. Your calves are insane.
But I kind of feel... What, I got like 10 pounds on you?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, you know, I think I could jump further than
if
you.
If it was a feat of strength, I think maybe I would have the edge of you.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I would agree with that. But I think in terms of, dare I say, agility?
I don't know. I could be pretty agile.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Terry, should we have an arm wrestle right here?
No, I'm no
should
good.
Should we have an arm
I'm
wrestle?
No, okay, I'm no good at arm wrestling.
Yeah, me neither, Terry. I'll even give him a bad arm.
I'm right. I can't. I've broken this wrist twice.
Oh, okay.
So, hold on.
Is this all right? Okay, you ready?
Sure.
Okay, go. Oh. Oh, Terry. This is going to change our whole relationship. Yes! It's happening!
Okay.
I can't believe it, Terry.
I felt I had to lean a bit further over the table there.
I'm sorry, I sprung that on you.
I've no form for I almost got beat. Do you remember one of the girls that worked in the shop was Leonie?
Oh, yeah.
She almost beat me in an arm wrestle at a house party one time. And I bit, but literally, I was like that
like
there.
Like, to be fair, you were leaning right across the table there.
I remember just being like, oh, God, oh, God, oh, God. Like,
Oh, well, that was fun.
Fucking strain on my wrist, man.
Sorry, man. I went too hard there. Yeah. I was seeing that I had a bit of tilt, I had a bit of angle, and I was like, oh, I'm going there with everything
I've got. We actually
should
definitely like have done it as well, side by side, as opposed to...
Yeah, 100%. To, yeah. it was right here in front of me. You were there across the whole table. Hey, I'll take it.
Yeah, tainted victory, of course, you'll take it.
What's the best Christmas box of sweets? Heroes, celebrations, roses, etc.?
I gotta go with Heroes.
Yeah.
Celebrations. Yeah, celebrations are a close second. Roses can fuck off.
Yeah. Quality Street, don't talk to
me. Roses, there's too much shite in the roses.
Yeah.
At least in my Heroes, I know I'm having a Twirl, a Whisper, a Dairy Milk.
Yeah.
Three top tier.
Top tier.
Top tier ones.
You got Celebrations, you got, you know.
Truffle.
You've got Galaxies.
Got M&M, oh, not M&M.
Teasers. Those, whatever you call them.
You got Galaxy, you got Galaxy Truffle.
Yeah.
Maltesers, yeah.
Oh yeah, but not the Malt. They're like the teaser bar. They're the best kind. The ones that you get in celebrations. The best version of Maltesers.
I think from a roses, I'd only take the Dairy Milk, and then they have like the truffle as well, don't they?
Yeah, that's but two of them. But yeah,
yeah. That's when they're in work. I'm like, out of my way, knocking people over, shouldering them.
Another question here is Jake Gyllenhaal done and dusted in your eyes after this Taylor Swift drama?
What was that? I just saw online.
I don't know. Now, I just asked about it and I got a message here about it. So let's see. I said, I've been reading about this for the last 5 minutes. They dated in 2010.
And she did a song about him, I'd say.
What she's doing is, right, the comment I have here, so she produced and just released a short movie about her relationship with Gyllenhaal, and he doesn't come off well, to say the least. Because I was asking him, is he one of them now? Is he part of this cancelled thing? He's like, he's not necessarily one of them, but he's the least a bad gaslighter.
According to Taylor Swift, though.
Yeah, I mean, who isn't according to Taylor Swift, huh?
So I know.
Is dissing her exes. Plus, she's got this thing now where she's something to do with her ownership of all her songs.
Yeah.
She's re-recording all her albums.
Because
so she can own the songs again.
She was like one of the last holdouts for Spotify as well.
Yeah, I remember that.
And look, more power to her, I guess. Yeah. I'm not so sure I appreciate this whole airing of dirty laundry in public.
They dated for three months in 2010. You know what I mean? So he's just getting on with it. Like, he's if it was like Gyllenhaal spotted after Taylor releases, of course, what's he going to do? Hide in his house? Like, they date in 2010 for 3 months. So I don't
know. No, he's not done in my eyes.
No, I mean, I don't know the full story.
Look, to be honest, they did something. She was on the James Corden show, and it was like some video, and I was like, she went down in my estimation.
Ooh.
Yeah, because, and it was nothing, you know, sinister, malicious. I was just like, what are you doing? And you're on, like, I know you have to go on this guy's show or whatever, but like,
yeah,
you know, you're tainted by association there with me. You're like mugging along with this fucking idiot. Like,
you really don't like him.
I hate him.
Wow,
can't stand him. Because I was saying to you, perfect segue to our next song, because mm-hmm. I sent you the clip of Future Islands on David Letterman.
Oh yeah.
And I have such an appreciation for David Letterman now. I'm like, Jesus, he was the fucking best talk show host of the lot.
When you compare him to Corden
to everybody. Like, you go back, I used to be like, oh, Leno was obviously the best. It's like, Leno was fucking shite. Like,
he was kind of shite, wasn't he? Yeah.
Like, Letterman and Conan, like, were the top two. Well, like, even like I was saying on this, your man, the version we're going to listen to now is different. Like, if you find the performance, Future Islands, David Letterman, it's called Seasons, the song, and it's the lead.
I can play that one if you want me to play that one instead.
Yeah, maybe, actually. And like, leave the Letterman part in, because there's a bit at the end, because he's like, I've never heard of these guys, but they're playing for us. And the guy singing is like, he's doing this weird kind of dancing where he's like slinking down, he's kind of stationary and like throwing his whole body into everything and like throwing his head forward when he's singing. And then like at the end, Letterman's over and he's like, wowee, he's like, I'll take everything of that you have. And I'm like, brilliant. That's fucking deadly. Like, just that, like, how excited he was getting about it. Like,
nice.
Like, I've watched a bunch of all of other clips, but I'm like, there's something about him now. As I'm older, I'm like, yeah, he was the best.
Yeah, he was the man.
He was fucking class. Like,
well, what a great segue that was. We'll stick on. If I can find that version, I'll play that. But either way, it's a fucking deadly song.
I'll send it to you. It's in WhatsApp.
Okay, great.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Nice going. How about that? I'll take all of that you got.
I've been waiting on you.
I like that.
Yeah,
and I hear good. A lot about Future Islands.
They're really good. But, I saw them at EP one of the years, so but I never sank in.
I love that bit of synth.
Yeah.
You know.
You know what reminded me of? It reminded me of like Underworld or something at the start.
Ooh,
you know, like.
Yeah, I haven't heard them in a while.
They're good. They're fucking great live.
Another question from the old Instagram. Let me just get it up here.
Who were?
Jump the furthest. Yeah, we got that. Can you remember the time your co-host made you laugh the hardest?
Probably the bit with the gold. If you remember, you had like a piece of gold. You're like, oh no, I dropped it. Oh, I dropped it. Yeah. I just remember that, like, pacing myself laughing. And the last few weeks, there's been a lot of good stuff.
I think there's like, a few contenders in the last couple of weeks alone. Yeah. Even the pitch at NH, I was listening, like, I don't think I've ever laughed that hard on a podcast, which is saying something, because I'm laughing all the time. But even listening back, and like I think it's a good sign for a podcast that I can listen back objectively and not think, like, you know, or I think, oh, I hate the sound of my voice. I'm over that now.
Yeah, tired of the start though. Folks.
Yeah, but like even listening to the some of the improv we were doing last week was just like, it's like, let's stand. No, let's sit down. This is better. This is better. Like, even in the car, I'm like cracking up listening. But I think one of the hardest, two things stand out for me. One was a couple of months ago when you were trying to get a friend of ours to press play because we were playing FIFA, and it was like it was his turn. It's like, it's you, Cuff. And then it's like, it's always been you. Don't know why. I was laughing for about 10 minutes and for days after. I thought that was so funny. Then one was a classic of about 15 years ago of that Di Canio goal where he did that like jumping
the kick the scissors
and his celebration where he's like saying to the crowd like no, and then you were just like no, I shouldn't have. I just fucking cracked up at the time. So
that's what it's all about, folks.
We love to laugh. Oh, I'll say God. That
nothing better than making somebody laugh.
Yeah, and even that, like Terry told a joke when we were out the other night, and I think we actually probably discussed on the last pod, but like I was dying laughing, and like just the power it gives, it seems to give you to get someone to crease themselves.
It's been such a fucking shitty couple of years.
Yeah,
it's been so long since like we had, because literally just we're all just telling stories all night, all pissing ourselves laughing, and it was just really nice. And like there was a group of us, and we're all like struggling to breathe at one point, laughing. And I was like, "This is it! Like this is what
does it get any better than that?
Absolutely! Like you know, this is what life." Should be about joy, folks.
Yeah, it was great.
Should be about the joy.
It was really good.
Yeah.
Well, look, Terry, I'm going to play another song.
Yeah.
Go now, ahead. Now, I haven't been. I've never been a massive Stone Roses fan, right?
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, I've only
the songs on the Garbage Patrol, right?
Yeah.
Because nice
only recently I've kind of got into them, and I was like, "Jeez, they're fucking brilliant." I kind of associated them as being like a bit of that sort of.
Well, it was
Manchester.
It
fucking
was, but they were different.
Yeah, the music. I thought like I don't like them, so I won't like the music or something. Yeah. All based on nothing. But then I heard the first album only last year, and I was like, Jesus, it's proper like '60s-y sort of stuff, like hippie-ish almost. Like, and then I came across this song that we're gonna play, which is like a. I guess it was like their second album in like 94. So this was like, it was regarded by some as the greatest comeback song of all time.
Okay.
I don't know about that, but it's fucking bangs. So here it is. It's Love Spreads by the Stone Roses. We'll
sister. Let me put you in the picture. Let me show you what I mean. The Messiah is my sister. Ain't no king, man, she's my queen. Let me put you in the picture. Let me show you what I mean. The Messiah is my sister. Ain't no king, man, she's my queen. Let me put you in the picture. Let me show you what I mean. The Messiah is my sister. Ain't no king, man, she's my queen. Let me put you in the picture. Let me show you what I mean. The Messiah is my sister. Ain't no king, man, she's my queen. Let me put you in the picture. Let me show you what I mean. The Messiah is my sister. Ain't no king, man, she's my queen.
Shades of Led Zeppelin there almost, I think. Like, I don't know if you heard that one.
I didn't get a chance to listen to it.
But it's a fucking banger.
I listened to LaRue instead.
That's a fucking banger as well.
Yeah, it's good.
Yeah, what else have we got to talk about?
Have we got any more cues?
Favorite Father Ted episode?
Interesting. Maybe the Chirpy Burpy.
I knew you were going to say that.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I think it's great. I love the Christmas special.
Father Ted is so surreal. The Christmas special,
I think it's the best Christmas special ever.
Yeah, maybe.
Like, you know, like, it's. And it, I
think that has my favorite Father Ted moment.
What one?
The Christmas special.
What moment? Like,
where he's winning the Golden Cleric, and the nun and the priest are there introducing him, and it's like. It's like, even it's like about the money wrestling, yeah. When Bizarre Financial, whatever, it's like, no. And then, like, the mic is like, it's like, even though police were baffled by what they saw as bizarre irregularities in his accounts. It's just, the way your voice breaks a little even, and it goes so loud just for that one bit. It's like, no. But he's back now to win the gold. I just thought, it's so fucking,
like,
it's so Irish. Like, yeah, that's the thing. It's so Irish.
So but like the English love it as well. Like,
yeah,
like Channel 4 voted it like the number one, yeah, sitcom of all time.
They played it before even RTE did. Like,
yeah, and yeah, well, RTE wouldn't make it because they were like, yeah, no, it's
not.
Yeah,
whatever.
Exactly. It's like
60-year-olds won't like
they
this.
They farm it out to like Channel 4. Like, yeah, like Derry Girls is the same. Yeah. Black Books is the same. Channel 4 do it rather than fucking RTE, which is fucking ridiculous. But yeah, the Christmas episode, I don't know, like you say your favourite, this, like, even in the lead up to that, he's like, ominous news. No, take that out there. Give it what? And he's like, all right, lads. Yeah. You know, like,
I want you there and I want you ready, all right?
And he's like, what's your name? I'm gonna need you there.
Look, I don't mean to have a go. It's just a few seconds of dead air, and I'm gone.
all that lead up to it, outside this. Like, why are they bringing it to him?
I know.
It's like, why are they bringing this big production
outside his house?
Yeah, it's like bring him to you. Like,
I used to, when Father Ted first came on, I actually didn't like it.
Oh, I loved it. That was something start. I watched with my dad.
Yeah,
like,
it's so, I think that's such a, like, if anyone who isn't Irish wants to get a sense of, I think it really, like, and it's weird because, like, the creators, or one of the creators, is really sort of like
mad now
and not seen in the best light by many people.
Very anti-trans and
kind of gone shame to, that, like, he's, like, associated with it now, but, like, at the time it was
same with the IT crowd. Like, there's an episode of the IT
crowd. That didn't they as well?
Yeah, he did it. Arthur Matthews didn't do it,
right? Okay.
But it was like, there's an episode which at the time I thought was really funny, and I don't know why it, I'm like, oh, is it not funny now? It's, maybe it's more because he wrote it, but it was like, you know, your man Matt Berry, who is Toast, and, you know, Toast of London, and he's like dating a woman, and she's like, says something like, I used to be a man, and he's like, yeah, okay, whatever, and like, it's going on, and he's having a great time with her, she's drinking cans and all, perfect relationship, and then it comes up that it was like, he's like, thought she said she was from Iran, and she's like, no, I used to be a man. He's like, you used to be a man, and then, like, they break up, whatever, but they have like a big fist fight at the end, and it's like, but I don't know, like, people are like criticizing him for that episode because of his trans views now, whereas at the time I was like, it didn't seem like it was like, this person is not good because they're trans. You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
It was like, it was funny, jokey thing. If anything, she seemed like a perfect partner for him.
Yeah.
Like, and the comedy they get into of, like, he's like, starts hitting her because she used to be a man. They're fist fight and stuff. And like, Matt Berry has kind of said, look, it hasn't aged well. And it probably hasn't. If it was written by somebody else, maybe it would probably be
like,
looked on less.
Yeah, well, because he's got priors and all.
Well, now, like, it's after.
Well,
this,
there, you, there it is.
Like, it looks worse in retrospect now because of his views now.
But yeah, that's one I never got into, the IT crowd.
It's really good.
I don't know if I, is it too late now? Would I, if I watched it fresh?
Still pretty funny. Like,
yeah?
Yeah, because Chris Morris is in it.
Okay.
And he's great. You know what I mean? Like,
I do love him. That's it for the questions, Terry. I don't know. We're probably coming to the end of the show now.
Yeah, this has been fun, though. That it's just a bit of a, you know,
free flowing, to be honest.
Absolutely.
I think we should do certain weeks when we do radio shows, a certain theme, even of songs.
Definitely.
You know,
I do like that. I don't know if you listen to 8 Radio, where, like, you know, they, if you follow them on Twitter, they're like, oh, you know, we're doing sleep. You know, it's like 8 to 11. It's like songs about dreams or whatever like that. Like,
I'd love to throw some lo-fi beats onto this bitch as well.
Save it for your own podcast.
Maybe I will. Well, look, I don't have anything else to add, really.
No, I guess, like, it's very fun doing these back in studio again.
Yeah,
and it was great. It's great to see you on the weekend. You stayed over in my house.
Hey, I sure did.
You stayed over my house. That was fun.
And yeah, that was great.
You got to see Bonnie.
It was great.
Yeah,
it was great playing with her. I could have sat there all day.
I know you could. You're like, she was delighted as well that, you know, that was somebody new to kind of play with and stuff.
I was kind of worried then. I'm like, because I don't know what parents teach. So I'm like, when I was leaving, I was like, maybe they don't want her throwing her toys around at everyone and pretending to hit them and all this. Like, that's my go-to.
Well,
it's like, I'll make the toy hit me, or I'll throw it off the top of something.
She does, like every now and again, it'll be like a hand to the side of your face. And you're like, hey, like, gentle. And then she'd be like, just like rubbing your face. So it's not like she's going out slapping everybody anyway.
Yeah, right.
So I'll let you know if there's a
please do
a big uptake.
If I've damaged your child in some way. But yeah, it was great. It was great seeing her. And I wasn't sure, because when I got up, I was fucking hanging. And there was no one actually in the... Well, it seemed like there was no one. I just went and got a cup of tea, and I was like, should I hang on for a bit? Like, I don't know.
You wouldn't have been able to get out, because the door... the front door, you need the key to open it. So I heard you getting up, and I was like, okay, I better go down. Like, see if you want breakfast or anything like that. You don't want breakfast?
It was one of those. It was one of those nights as well that, like, I was saying, like, normally I watch something before I go to bed. And I was like, I was just typing in because I deleted my Netflix app. I was like typing into the App Store, Netflix. No. I just got to lie on my back then, I guess.
I stayed in the spare room the next night because Faye was like, the smell off you, the drink.
Oh yeah,
so I didn't get a good night's sleep.
I feel like someone closed my door as well. I was like, shit, maybe was I snoring or something? Because
maybe Faye did. Yeah. I probably was more because Bonnie would have been up
coming in or something. Yeah,
yeah, she went in the first thing in the morning, like, because she runs around like mad, like, so.
Yeah, it was great though. Yeah. It was great. Well, look, on that note, Terry, shall we say our goodbyes?
Yes, thank you, everybody on the Patreon. As always, you get the big L from me behind the paywall.
Huge L from me, folks.
I love you.
And I love you more.
I love you, Terry.
I love you too, pal. Say it. Me the soundbite.
I love you.
We're back next week, folks. See you later.